Hewlett-Packard's gift to shareholders is at the top of NPR's business news. HP is still the world's biggest personal computer maker. You might not know that, given the brand hardly has the appeal of sexier tech companies like Apple or Google, and its investors have been a frustrated and angry bunch. So HP is trying to appease shareholders. Today, Hewlett-Packard announced it is boosting its quarterly dividend by 10%. It may be a gift for what investors just did.
At the company's annual meeting yesterday, shareholders re-elected all of the board members, though 2-1 just barely. NPR's Wendy Kaufman has more.
HP will celebrate its 75th birthday next year. The company was once a technology giant, but with old products, a lack of vision, and a revolving door at the top, the company has been floundering. In recent years, its board of directors was often viewed as ineffective or worse, bungling the firing of one CEO and approving an $11 billion acquisition that turned into a financial disaster. But at the company's annual meeting in Silicon Valley yesterday, CEO Meg Whitman insisted that the worst is behind them. She added the board is helping to implement her turnaround strategy, and employees are doing their part.
HP people are truly remarkable. Through thick and thin, through the ups and downs, the HP people have kept innovating, kept delivering for customers. You can see the increased pride in HP. We're coming back, and we're coming back strong.
HP still makes computers and printers, but now it's focusing on the more lucrative areas of data management and cloud-based initiatives. Technology analyst Rob Enderle says, given the mess Whitman inherited, she is making headway.
She's doing a pretty good job. Her team is strong. And execution looks pretty good, but they're 2 years in a five-year turnaround.
Whitman lost the California governor's race back in 2010. She must sometimes wonder whether that job might have been easier. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.